Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 52, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 5th, 1975, in Detroit, Michigan.
This embodied living entity, in adept to controlling his senses and mind, although he does not desire to, he is forced to act by the different influences of the modes of material nature. He is just like the silkworm, who by the thread created from his own saliva creates a cocoon and becomes encaged in it without any possibility of getting out. The living entity has similarly engaged himself in a network of his own different fluid activities and cannot find a way to get out of it. In that condition, he is always bewildered and repeatedly dies.
Dehi agga adita saravatga nechan karmani karyati kusukara ivatmanam karmana achadya mahiyati. This is the position of all of us living entities. Because we cannot control the mind and the senses, especially karmendriya, the eyes, the ear, the tongue, the touch, the udar upastha, pani, pada, payu, udar upastha. These five karmendriya. Pani means hand, payu means rectum, and pada means leg, udar means belly, and upastha means genital. And these are karmendriya and mind. The mind dictates. Let me see this beautiful thing. Immediately eyes act. Let me hear this sweet song. Immediately ear is engaged. So, of all the jiva, the tongue is very strong. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Tar madhye jivabhavati lobho maya sudurmati. Amongst all the senses, the tongue, taste, it is very strong. In your country especially, for the tongue, so many advertisements. This wine, that wine, varieties of cigarettes, restaurants, roasted beef, so many things. Just attracting the tongue, please come here. Please come here and be entangled. This advertisement. So one has to control the tongue. Tar madhye jivabhavati lobho maya sudurmati. This is very secret science that you have to clear out your path of liberation by controlling the tongue. Then other things will be controlled. The straight line, tongue, then belly, then genital. Therefore, in our society, we have restricted the tongue. Don't eat meat, don't take intoxication. And then the straight line, no free use of the genital, illicit sex. These things are required if you want to be free from this material entanglement. This is called tapasya. Human life is meant for tapasya, not to live like cats and dogs and hogs. That is not human life. Nāyaṁ deha deho bhājāṁ niloke kastān kāmān arhativīr bhujāṁ. This body, all bodies as they are in the darkness, therefore it is said, dehi agya. The lower animals, they are agya, they cannot control. But human body is meant for controlling. Na ayanga deha, deha bhajang niloke. Niloke means in the human society. Na ayanga deha, everyone has got body. Cats and dogs, they have got body. The trees also have body. The worms have body. All living entity, anyone who has come into this material world under different body or different dress, they are suffering in this material world. Therefore, this shastra is meant for the human being so that he can understand his awkward position. So everywhere this is advised. Ayanga deha. You had many other bodies in your past lives, evolution. Now, this body, ayanga deha, na ayanga deha, deho bhajang in loki, one who has got this human form of body. Na ayanga deha, deho bhajang in loki, kastana kamana arahati vibhuja. Don't engage yourself for simply for eating, sleeping in very hard labor. Just like at the present moment, huge, big, big industries, karma. It is called ugra karma. Ugra karma. And ferocious activities. Anyone who has gone into the factories, it is ferocious activities, unnecessary economic development. So this is kastan, so much laboring. Even the animals, they do not undergo so much laboring. Any human being is engaged in so much laboring. Kastan kaman. And what for laboring, working, na kaman, to sense gratify, that's all. This is the highest step. Whole day and night, night shift, day shift, and who was telling Upendra that our next door neighbor, he wanted to sleep up to 10 o'clock. So when they were, sweeping the floor, he became disturbed. Because last night he had drunk and sense activation, now little disturbance, he cannot sleep. You are creating in this way entanglement. Agga, dehi, agga, on account of his ignorance. And this education system is keeping him more and more in ignorance. Murha. This principle, they do not know that this human life, actually the desire is like that, that let me earn some money, then I shall go in a village or in a secluded place, I shall live very peacefully, and those who have got money, at the weekend, they go out for peaceful living. That is the tendency, not to work hard, but live peacefully. That can be done. Everyone can do that, provided he lives in the village. He lives in the village and produces his own food, little labor, vegetable, food grains, anyone can produce. This is a human civilization. Not that all, everyone has to do. The third class, first class men, they should cultivate knowledge to guide the human society. Brahman. Sama, dama, tithikha. They should learn. Ideal man. And at their advice, Brahmana is considered to be the guru of other sections, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, anyone can live very peacefully without any hard labor. What is this civilization? For getting foodstuff, one has to go 100 miles away from home, daily passengers, and some of them are going in the foreign countries also. Recently, there was news that in Africa, Uganda, that the President Amin, he asked some very respectable English gentleman to carry his palanquin, just to insult them. But the Englishmen, now they are in a precarious condition. The British Empire is now finished. Now they had to carry this man. And under protest they could not go away because they have got business. So why one should go so far distance? Everyone can produce his foodstuff at home. Nature's arrangement is so nice. If not little trade, it is not meant for so much hard labor. Shastra says this kind of laboring hard simply for satisfaction of senses is the business of the hog and pig. It is not the business of the human being. Nāyaṁ dīho dīho bhājāṁ nirūkhi kastāṁ kāmān arahativīr bhujāṁ. So, human society, they should rectify their mode of civilization by taking this Krishna consciousness movement. Then they'll be happy. Otherwise, if they keep themselves in ignorance, agga, dehi agga, then adhita saravarga, he'll never be able to control the senses. The yoga system, Hatha yoga system, is meant for this class of rascals, ajita. Yoga indriya sanyama. Real meaning of yoga means controlling the senses. So, because everyone is ajita saravarga, ajita means not conquered. So those who are too much addicted in the bodily concept of life, for them this Hatha yoga is prescribed. The purpose is to control the senses, not that to reduce fat or something is. Real purpose is yoga indriya sanyam. Because unless we control the senses, we remain in ignorance, blind, and gone. Ajita saravarga nichan. Nichan, no ichan. If we do not try, then even though I do not want to do something, even there on the cigarette packet there is that it is not good for health. So I do not like that my health should be ruined. But nature, I am compelled to smoke. This is our position. It is written warning there. Government has given. What is it written there? Maybe, not assured. Therefore they take it, may not be. But we don't say maybe, we say no intoxication. Because it is actually harmful to the health. And every respect. We see so many places and airplane, no smoking. No smoking. But this rascal will not stop. There, nobody can smoke. But allowed. Now you can smoke. They say also. First of all, right, no smoking. Then as soon as the plane is running, they say, now you can smoke. So this is going on. This is education. This is education. A blind, simply blind rascals. I always say that. The strong word, rascal. Because blind, agya, anichan, as they hear that smoking is not good, determined. But as soon as the cigarette packet is there, give me a cigarette. Nechan. This is called tapasya. That you have to beat your mind with shoes. At least twice, my Guru Maharaj used to say, that when you get up, your first business is to beat the mind with shoes. And when you go to bed, you have to beat the mind with broomstick. Then you'll be able to control the mind. All catastrophes are happening on account of this rascal mind. Mind is not rascal. I am rascal. I am using my mind in a different way. So this can be stopped. You can control the mind if you place your mind always at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then it is good. Savai mana Krishna padarvind vachangsi vaikuntha gunanu varnane. Amrish Maharaj, he practiced it. He was very responsible emperor of the world. He had many responsible duties, but he was a great devotee. How? This is the process. Savai mana Krishna padarvind. Always thinking of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padarvind. When his mind is controlled, if you fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, then this maya cannot touch your mind. Jaha Krishna nahi taha maya rodhika. Maya andhaka. Krishna surya sama maya andhakar. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya rodhika. Krishna surya sama. Krishna is just like sun. If you want that in the sunshine or in the sun globe, I shall inject darkness, it is not possible. It will be a failure. Sun is so bright that even a big darkness cannot enter. This night it is big darkness. But sun is so strong that as soon as there is glimpse of the sun, immediately whole darkness gone. You haven't got to drive the darkness by separate endeavor. Simply await for the sun rising. Immediately, finish. So Maya is darkness. See, if you bring Krishna within your heart, all Maya will be finished. No more Maya. This is the process. That is called Krishna consciousness. Maya can act only when there is no Krishna. Therefore, Goswami, Sara Goswami, Rupa Goswami advises, jena tena prakarena mana krishna ni vishaya. Sarve vidhi nisida su retayo reva kinkara. Somehow or other, you fix up your mind on Krishna. So when I started this movement, somehow or other, I tried to fix up the mind of these boys in Krishna. There in the beginning, I never said that you have to do this, you have to do that. But somehow or other, they are very nice boys. They fixed up their mind in Hare Krishna chanting. Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna the same thing. Therefore, our process is to chant Kirtaniya Sadahari. Chant Hare Krishna always. Then the mind becomes chant and hear. Jena tena prakarana. Then everything will become complete. So, as we are fallen at the present moment in this age, the remedy is also very effective. Krishna, kirtanadeva Krishna sa parang mitta parang vrajet. Kirtanadeva Krishna sa nitta mukta parang vrajet. This is the special advantage of this Kali Yuga, because people are so fallen that it is very difficult to raise them to the standard of spiritual understanding by the prescribed method. Prescribed method means tapasa, brahmacharyena, samena, damena, niyamena, tyagena. Very to be done. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us his blessings. Kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama iva keval. Kalo naste iva, naste iva, naste iva. That's a fact. So if we want to come to the light, because the, our qualification is not only in this age, Any living being who has accepted this material body, he is aggan, he is a rascal. He is a rascal in ignorance and he cannot control the senses. This is his qualification. Dehi aggan ajita saravarga. And on account of this ignorance and being unable to control the senses, then he unwillingly, he is being forced by nature to act sinful activities. Unwilling. Nechan. Nechan means unwilling. He doesn't like it. Just like even a thief, he is practiced to steal. So he knows that I will be arrested again. He has had experience. He knows that I'll be again arrested and I'll go again to the jail and I'll suffer there. But he's still forced to commit stealing again. A man suffering from venereal disease, he goes to the doctor, injection, so much painful, still he acts the same way. Nichan. Practice, habit is different. What is called? Second nature. The practice. So, nechan karmani karjat. And as soon as you act, immediately the reaction is there. That you cannot avoid. If you have touched fire, it must burn. The action is touching fire and the result is burning. So nechan, we do not know, we are ignorant, we are committing so many abominable things, and we are becoming entangled. Like that silkworm, he is making a bag without knowledge, and gradually he becomes entangled within this and dies. That is our position. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. We entangle ourselves in a different activities and create another result, and according to the result, because it is infection. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janma jonishu. We are getting different types of body. Why? The cause, karanam gunasanga asya. In ignorance, just like we are infecting different types of disease, we have to suffer. Similarly, we, under ignorance, we are infecting the modes of material nature and different types of bodies. Today I am Indian or American, and tomorrow I may be a cat, a dog. That these people, they do not know. Agga, these rascals, they do not know. At least one should know that I am going to die, that's a fact, inevitable. You may be very intelligent, but Krishna says, if you don't like me, all right, I shall come to you as death. Then you will understand. And at that time, I shall take away whatever you have accumulated. Mrityu aham. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that I come as death and take away everything, whatever you are earned or collected in this life. Mrityu sarva aharamsa aham. Sarva aharam. I'll take out your bank balance, your skyscraper building, your nice family, your everything will be finished, I'll take. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. So, after death, I may be very proud of my intelligence and power and talking completely under the laws of material nature. Then nature, karmana daivanetrena, by superior supervision, as you have acted, jantar deho upapatti, then you'll have to accept one body. In this way, life after life, we are changing the body, in this planet, in other planet, in this variety, in that variety, we are wandering. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bi. In this way we are wandering, life after life. But somehow or other, if he becomes fortunate, unless one becomes fortunate, one cannot take to Krishna consciousness. It is not possible. So, we are trying to make this fallen soul fortunate. Be fortunate and take to Krishna consciousness. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan jeev guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Krishna's mercy, by Guru's mercy, both. Don't try to take mercy of one. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata. By Guru's mercy, one gets Krishna, and Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par. To approach Guru means just to beg from him Krishna. Krishna se tomar, because Krishna is devotee is Krishna. Krishna is the master, but who can control Krishna? His devotee. Krishna is the supreme controller, but he is controlled by devotee. That is Krishna's bhakta vasal. Just like a big father, a high court judge, and there is a story that the Prime Minister Gladstone, somebody came to see him, and the Mr. Gladstone informed that, wait, I am busy. So he was waiting for hours. Then he became inquisitive, what this gentleman is doing. So he wanted to see that he had become a horse and taking his child on the backside. That business he was there. You see, the Prime Minister is controlling the British Empire, but he is controlled by a child out of affection. This is called affection. So similarly, Krishna is the supreme controller. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the supreme controller, but he is controlled by his devotee. Srimati Radhara. He is controlled. So it is not to be easily understood what is the pastimes between. But Krishna is willingly agree to be controlled by his devotee. That is Krishna. Just like Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda is controlling Krishna, binding. You are very naughty, I am bad. Mother Yashoda has a stick and Krishna is crying. Krishna is crying. These things you study, it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kunti's prayer, how she is appreciating that, my dear Krishna, you are the supreme, but when under the stick of Mother Yashoda you are crying, that scene I want to see. So Krishna is so bhaktavatsa that he is the supreme controller. But a devotee like Mother Yashoda, a devotee like Radharani, devotee is like gopi, devotee is like the cowherd's boy. They can control Krishna. That is Vrindavan life. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to take you there. The foolish persons, they are being deviated. They do not know what is the value of this Krishna consciousness movement. They are trying to give the human society the topmost benefit position. They don't want to become one with God, but they are giving the right to control God. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Amen.